Number two is from the Director of Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the reconciliation of road project funding through 2012 and future road project funding needs. This was referred to the Committee on Transportation and Public Works. It is informational only. The committee, TPW, made a motion to receive and place on file on a vote of 6-0. Okay.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, County Supervisors. My name is Roland Bertrand. I'm the Director of Highway Operations.
Honorable Chairman and Honorable Supervisors, my name is Ben Erushlu, the Manager of Transportation Design and Construction Engineering.
thank you for your time. Recently, in February of this year, we were notified by the Department of Transportation that we were not going to receive surface transportation funding known as a STP for the following projects. Layton Avenue from 27 to Loomis, College Avenue from 27 to 51st, and two segments of South 13 from County Line Road to from County Line to Ryan Road and from Ryan Road to Rawson Avenue. These projects has a combined total bond of $1.9 million. Because of these funds sitting on those projects, we thought it might be more beneficial to reallocate those funds to another projects, since the above-mentioned projects will not be financed by the Department of Transportation until probably 2014 or 2015. We're focusing our efforts in two main projects, the Oklahoma Avenue project from 76 to 108, who has expiring CHIP funds for the amount of $1.4 million in September of this year. Additionally, the total cost for the project is about $6.5 million. So in other words, we're going to be receiving $2.5 million of CHIP funding. The second project is Mill Road. From it's two segments of Mill Road that we're trying to target is 94 to 91st and 56 to 43rd. I just want to make sure that I state this and be clear to the board that these projects, meanwhile, they're extremely important. They were never approved by the board for the design or construction. One of the main reasons, I think, is in 2009, we were really furiously working on our projects, trying to move our projects forward to maximize some of this funding that was available to us. The staff mistakenly started the design and community meetings and hoping to receive additional our funds, but these our funds never came through. There was no additional funds released. At this point, the department feels that it will be fair to the community, and the Supervisor Thomas has been involved in a lot of community meetings as well to move forward these projects. So the total cost for Mill Road will be approximately $2.5 million. We're working at this point with the Department of Administration to secure additional funds for these two projects. At this point, Mill Road and Oklahoma Avenue. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions to Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bertrand, I have a question, and it relates to process. For about 3 years, I was on Transportation Public Works on that committee, and next month I will have been on this committee for 7 years. And what I don't recall, and I might have been told this, and might have been explained to me in the past, but there's a notation in the report that SURPAC released a list of projects eligible for surface transportation program funding. What does that mean?
All municipalities within the state of Wisconsin, including counties, is submit a project to the state as well as to the advisory committee. SURPAC is the advisory committee for the southeast of Wisconsin.
Yes.
So what they do is they rank the projects not just from the perspective of the payment conditions, but also from funding and the funding allocation that Milwaukee County has at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Through that process, those three projects that I mentioned were actually not funded in this recent cycle.
Okay.
So for us, we're trying to make the best guess possible, trying to foresee what the state of Wisconsin might fund projects for us. So we try to put it in front of the board for funding. And I think this is one of the issues that caused a lot of confusion, not just from the perspective of what the constituents are expecting versus what we can actually fund.
Okay.
And we're trying to address those issues at this point and trying to come up with a better way to proceed with design and construction projects.
And how long has that process been in place? That is to say that the Department of Transportation would send or the counties would send the projects to the regional planning authorities, and then they would look at them and they would rank them with respect to.
Well, it's been going on, Mr. Chairman, County Supervisors. This process has been in place for quite some time. I mean, at least 15 years.
15?
At least, yes.
Okay. So. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions? Supervisor Mayo?
Yes. We had a long, extensive conversation in Transportation Public Works, and I, those two individuals have committed to work with the county board because some of the things they have done before, the Transportation Public Works Committee was not very happy. I want to make sure that you also making a report how this budget for the state is affecting your department. Am I correct?
Mr. Chairman, County Supervisors, yes. At this point, we're submitting a comments on the repair bill that the governor is presenting. Yes.
Because because those are going to be very concerned about things that how Milwaukee County will go further, work with all 19 municipalities. Because you are working for everyone, even for the county board, but all 19 municipalities need to make sure that Milwaukee County is there for them. Not one particular municipality is going to be front line and do other different things. I have a concern again. You need to make sure that you work with the other transportation committee and the county board to make sure that we are on top of everything that we need to be doing. And I cannot stress this anymore, because when the budget process comes, we're not working together. There's other ways of making sure we do have the right people to work for us. And I think that you two individuals work very good together on these, Mr. Karen. But we got to make sure that we are continuing to be good taxpayers. We are good stewards of the tax dollars that we get to maintain these roads and the infrastructure within Milwaukee County. I want to thank you, gentlemen, because I know you have committed that you're going to work very hard. I want to repeat that. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for letting me do that.
Yes, thank you. This is an informational item, and it's already been referred to the
Chief in place.